This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1610. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded March 29th, Algeria, Bonaire, Brazil, Canada, Chad, China, Congo, Cuba, Diogo Garcia, Egypt, Germany, Greece, India, Indonesia, Iran, Japan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Lithuania, Malaysia, Mali, Mexico, Morocco, Myanmar, Netherlands, Pakistan, Serbia, Sudan, Thailand, Tunisia, USA, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The relays via France of RTA Algeria were suspended several months ago. However, they were allegedly due to come back at any time, and they're still being registered for the new A12 season. On the very first day of A12, March 25th, I ran across this reactivated on a frequency they'd used before, 7295, at 0536 UT, until it cut off abruptly at 0557. However, it was gone again the next day, and none of the other scheduled transmissions have been heard, so they just reminded us that these relays are still possible. Brazilian DXers have been complaining for weeks about spurs coming out of the reactivated Brasilia transmitter on 6180 Radio Nacional da Amazônia, spurs in many other places in the 49-meter band, but I was still surprised to hear them so severely, so far away here in North America. This was UT Sunday, March 25th, from 0126 TuneIn. The approximate center of the huge distorted modulation blob was 6085 and was bothering CFRX 6070 in Anguilla, especially 6090 kilohertz, and was also hearing them around 5985. I was sure this was the source, since eventually I made a parallel to the audio on 11780. Unfortunately, this was UT Sunday, the only night of the week when both the Amazon frequencies stay on the air all night. The problem might well continue for those listening on 49 meters before the sign-off other nights around 0330. I hardly ever hear any co-channel interference to CFRX Toronto, meaning nothing else is being heard on the frequency, but Ralph Perry in Illinois says he caught them when they were off the air, March 26th, at 0843 as he was tuning by. He heard instead Radio Capital in Rio de Janeiro, which was 30 hertz below 6070. However, CFRX was back on at 0850, and he had also heard it earlier at 0800. While he was at it, Ralph Perry heard what sounded like another Brazilian on an unlisted frequency for any of them, exactly 6035, March 26th at 0806, until gone by 0842. From Pennsylvania, Dave Valco reports to Hardcore DX, Radio Rio Mar, Brazil, 9695.37 with a humongous signal, breaking in the news at 10:11 for a promo for Radio Bandeirantes, and then a jingle ID for Radio Rio Mar, and so it went for the next few minutes, apparently relaying news from Bandeirantes, which is 50 kilohertz lower, 9645.38. He says, unbelievable strength. They must have revamped their transmitter and or antenna. Radio Canada International is involved in some fine examples of failure of frequency coordination, although it may be the fault of the other station. 13650, March 23rd at 19 UT, was colliding with Radio Kuwait in Arabic, and they're slightly apart, causing a low heterodyne. That was toward the end of the B season, but now in the A season there's another problem with Tunisia on 17735, a frequency they unexpectedly moved to several weeks ago. Now RCI is making a heterodyne with it during the same 19 UT hour, when RCI is in French and Tunisia, of course, is in Arabic. Chad continues to be active on what is its only shortwave frequency, apparently 24 hours a day, about 40 to 42 hertz below 6165. And the major international broadcasters either don't know about it or are ignoring it, even though it's listed as a 250-kilowatt transmitter in Chad. So there are lots of collisions. In Germany, Wolfgang Büschel finds a bad clash with Radio Japan via Lithuania at 0430. In North America, of course, Bonaire occupies the frequency much of our evenings with what's left of Radio Netherlands. There is, however, an hour open for Chad from 02 to 03, more or less, as well as from 4:30 to 5, and Bonaire is finally finished at 05:27, when Chad might still be audible. Robin Harwood in Tasmania observes that China has disappeared from some of its way out of band frequencies. During the local evenings, CNR5 missing from 7620 and 9170 is also gone. Martin Groot in Netherlands says Radio Congo in Brazzaville, 6115, is a clear frequency and quite a decent signal. Heard March 26th at 1801 with a French ID and opening with news headlines, but cut off in mid-sentence at 1812. The papal visit to Cuba prompted some very strange bedfellows on the short wire waves, which probably nothing else could have accomplished. At times, during live events, such as the masses he put on, the same programming audio was coming not only from Radio Havana Cuba, which is temporarily a religious station, but also Radio Marti, and also WEWN, or Radio Católica Mundial, and also some special frequencies from Vatican Radio itself. These were one time only, 15470 from Bonaire and 11945 direct. The one from Bonaire had translation into Portuguese for Brazil. This is not to be repeated, of course, but you can check Vatican Radio's website, find the link to special broadcasts for a bit of advance notice about upcoming special frequencies, sometimes involving shortwave, such as April 1st from 0725 UT, a special Palm Sunday service on several shortwave frequencies. Oh, here they are, 17590, 15550, 9645, 21675, 6075, and 13620. Ron Howard in California notes that for 2 days in a row, no interference to AFN Diego Garcia, or as Carlos Gonsalves insists, Diogo Garcia, 4319 USB, heard at 1316 to 1337 at least, with musical programming. On March 18th at 0119, I reported Radio Cairo's 6270 to North America, the worst I have ever heard them, and that's saying something, overmodulated and extremely distorted, buzz and an awful whine, expanding down to 6240, presumably during Arabic talk, and English after 0200, a totally unreadable monstrosity. Chris Lewis in England replies, I concur, the worst state I have heard Radio Cairo's transmission on 6270. It's got a wide sweep of interference, at least 10 to 15 kilohertz either side. It got gradually worse over the past few days, becoming totally unreadable. He was listening to the European service before 2245 on the same frequency. And then I checked it again on March 25th at 0221 and found a terrible Radio Cairo English blob covering at least 6265 to 6300, and it was centered closer to 6280 than 6270, a totally incomprehensible noise blast with multiple whines. Since Equatorial Guinea has reactivated the Bata transmitters on 5005 and 15190, may we also expect Malabo to come back on 6250? Perhaps, but beware. March 25th at 0511, I was hearing Spanish on that frequency. However, from previous experience and checking the new A12 schedules, I know it's not Equatorial Guinea, but a leapfrog mixing product from Bonaire. of the Radio Japan Spanish frequency 6080 over the Radio Netherlands Dutch frequency 6165, landing another 85 kilohertz higher. This happens only until 6165 goes off at 0527. So if you hear Spanish on 6250 during that half hour only, compare it to 6080 before you assume it's Equatorial Guinea, which, when previously active irregularly, would usually come on after 0530. On March 15th and 21st, Stephen Wood in Massachusetts was hearing an NID on 3995 around 0115 past 0200 with a variety of soft rock pop music, and wonders if it's from the Call transmitter in Germany. Now we have the answer. Yes, it is, from Christian Milling in BCDX, who's involved with that station. Apparently 3995 is now on the air 24 hours a day, carrying radio 700 overnight from 19 to 04 UT, as well as at 08 to 15, the other hours occupied by HCJB. Another low-power German shortwave service is Radio Seagull. Mike Berkluff in England found on their Facebook page that they're now on shortwave 6150 to be increased to 24 hours a day with a power up to 6 kilowatts. From a transmitter in Germany, he heard them at 0745, a fair signal but with a local noise. And Mount Aurelius says it disappeared as he was listening in Finland at 1029 UT. Kai Ludwig in Germany says this frequency points to Rohrbach near Ingolstadt, another one of the German low-power hobby facilities, previously referred to as Radio 6150, testing in January. The Voice of Greece's number one monitor in North America, John Babas in Maryland, and several of us in the DX Listening Digest group have been trying to put together the new A12 schedule for Voice of Greece, since they have failed to make it available, except on the HFCC registrations, which are laughable, showing many more frequencies than they could ever possibly use. It appears that their time on the air now, whatever the frequencies may be, is from 14 to 02 UT, more or less, shifted a couple of hours earlier than before. In the daytime, check 15650 or 15630 or 9420. It appears they only have two transmitters on the air instead of three. This is made all the more difficult by their failing to reply to any email inquiries, perhaps because of the financial situation in Greece. Nevertheless, John Babas found a press release on the ERT website about a special broadcast April 2nd from 06 to 19 UT. The Voice of Greece, in solidarity, to unite all Greeks overseas in a common goal with the Archdiocese of Athens, a world radio marathon to raise money for the creation of two social pharmacies, apparently for people who can't afford to buy the medications they need. Of course, no specific shortwave frequencies given. The new A12 schedule of All India Radio shows two transmitters at once on 15410 for the general overseas service in English between 10 and 11 UT, 500 kilowatts from Bangalore and 250 from Panaji, Goa. And he asked for monitoring reports. Wolfgang Buschel checked it out and says, yes, they're both on the air, but not synchronized. And furthermore, Goa is about 48 hertz off frequency, making a heterodyne. This kind of operation does not work. As usually happens during the A season, by a fluke of scheduling from other stations, the Voice of Indonesia's English Hour at 13 UT is again in the clear. No interference from 9525 or 9530. And Indonesia continues to be slightly below 9526. The trouble is, they can't modulate. During the first few days of the A12 season, it was off the air one day. Other days, it was just an open carrier or just barely modulated. But things improved on March 29th, when instead of being just barely modulated, It was barely modulated. I could even tell they were broadcasting in English. You're listening to World of Radio number 1610. Our website brings you a lot more info, worldofradio.org. Our thanks for financial support from Donna K. Ring in Baltimore, Maryland. We sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Another way to contribute is via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. By the way, we're very pleased to have at least a few women involved in North America in DX Listening Digest and World of Radio. I got to thinking about it, and I hardly ever see a woman's name from anywhere else in the world as far as reporting on shortwave. After 5 months of shooting themselves in the foot by sticking to two horribly clashing frequencies, Iran's so-called voice of justice, the English hour to North America, is no longer on 7200 and 7365, mixing with Sudan and Radio Marti and Cuban jamming. Instead, they're on two clear frequencies, no doubt by pure luck. So now we can hear anti-American propaganda 1 hour each night with no problems. Don't be surprised to hear American-accented persons interviewed, surely not treasonous, but just employing the free speech we enjoy. The new frequencies at 0330 are 13650 and 11920. Ron Howard in California notes that Seabreeze, or Shiokaze from Japan, about abductions by North Korea, has changed frequency again after only about 2 weeks on 5910 for the broadcast at 1330 to 1430 UT, heard March 27th on 6020, but already with moderate to heavy jamming. And before 1400, it's colliding with Radio Australia. I checked March 29th at 1330 and could barely hear the piano music from Seabreeze underneath. But the same program repeats during the second half of the hour, if you're not too far east like I am, into the dayside. I've been monitoring Radio Kuwait in the A12 season since March 25th. They've stayed on 21540, still colliding with Spain until 1500. Even though they're supposed to be on 21520. The English broadcast at 1821 remains on 15540, even though they think it's in Arabic according to their registrations. And it's starting to propagate. Some days it comes in well. It varies quite a bit. The program Evangelizing Islam, which used to be every day at 1800, is moved an hour later to start at 1900. And then there's 17550. It's not on the current HFCC registrations, but apparently it's still being broadcast, a very strange transmission in Arabic, to Western and Central North America. Between 20 and 24 UT. One day I was hearing it around 2300. Patrick Robich in Austria provides the proper Arabic name for that Voice of Charity relay from Lebanon via Vatican Radio, which I've been reporting at 0530 on 9645. He says, according to a QSL letter from some years ago, their Arabic name is Saut al-Mahaba, M-A-H-A-B-B-A. Probably it shifted one UT hour earlier, yet to be confirmed, at 0430 on 9645 and or 11715. Ron Howard in California says now that the A12 schedule is started and the powerhouse station that was on 5965 is gone, I'm now able to hear clearly Classic Nacional via RTM Malaysia on 5964.7, March 25th, 1131 to 1208, and 1237 to 1305, in vernacular, playing pop songs, many IDs, and singing jingles, and there was a Muslim call to prayer at 1237, just after local sunset. Very nice to hear this again. Seichi Hasegawa in Japan says another Malaysian shortwave frequency, 7295, heard March 25th at 1545, was carrying the Salam FM service in Malay instead of Trax FM in English. Since the coup in Mali, nothing much has been reported on their shortwave frequencies. 9635 or 5995, except this from Günter Lorenz in Germany, March 26th at 21:55. Talk at African-sounding French about the Mouvement Militaire, but the modulation was low, although the signal strength was good. It pays to keep an eye on analog Channel 2 television. After seeing nothing but snow for many months, a sporadic e-opening off-season finally occurred March 28th. I was seeing lots of Mexican stations from Channels 2, even up to Channel 6, from around 16 past 19 UT. Although Morocco does not participate in HFCC, they made a frequency change on a corresponding date, and it's for the worst. During the B season, they had stuck to 15349.1 variable. After having used two different frequencies during the previous season, but now in A12, they're back to using two different frequencies. 15341.14 variable, which collides with HCJB Australia 15340, as we often hear around 13 past 14 UT. Later in the day, they're moving up to 15345.17 or so. And that, of course, interferes with Argentina, among others. Ron Howard was pleased to hear Myanmar radio running much later than usual March 24th on 9730.85, usually signs off at 1000, but it was still going when he tuned in at 1249 and past 1500 UT. Info from Alan Davies' website indicates the programming on this frequency was Padauk Myai Radio, P-A-D-A-U-K, M-Y-A-Y, which is what Ms. Tiki Tiki also told Ron in an email reply. Furthermore, the 7110 transmitter, wherever it is, unexpectedly added half an hour in English from 1430 to 1500, as heard March 27th. Ron heard the start of it, and it was also reported by Dan Sheedy in California and Seichi Hasegawa in Japan. Babul Gupta in India via Alakesh Gupta, from a report in the Indian DX Club International, has more about this new Myanmar station. He says, for 3 weeks I've been observing the new stations and ignoring the rest of my DX activities. After long effort, I've been able to figure out the location of one of them, since they've added English for armed forces and there have been some announcements. On 6030 at 0130 to 02, on 9460 at 0430 to 630, and on 7110, as we said, from 1430 to 1500. He says these services are coming from Kachin Radio, a new Myanmar station in Phin O Luin, P-H-I-N-O-O-L-W-I-N, at M-A-Y-M-Y-O, the earlier name of the present-day Phin U Luin in Mandalay Division. And he says the other news station in Myanmar, Rakhine Broadcasting Station, I think is also from the same studio in Phin U Luin with minority language broadcasts, but I'm not sure about it. It's on 7110 from 2330 to 0130. Victor Gunatilika in Sri Lanka replies to DXLD, I feel the transmitters are located in Naipitau, the new capital, and programming originates from a minority language studio. Phin U Luin and Rakhine may be separate studios, but two transmitters from the same site. What's left of Radio Netherlands in English remains sufficiently audible, even in Central North America, although intended for Africa, if you're able to listen between 18 and 21 UT, as I checked out March 26th. Now they're using the Vatican relay site for two frequencies, 15495 at 19 to 21 and 17605 at 18 to 20. However, I actually heard that one on the air 1 hour longer. Sivopan Chakraborty in Kolkata noted Radio Pakistan on a new unlisted frequency, 9550, March 22nd, with news in English at 1700 to 1710, parallel to 9470, which collides with All India Radio. It's worth noting that 9550 was used years ago by Bangladesh. Those were heard before A12 began, so we wonder if Pakistan is still on either frequency. We do have their new complete schedule via Eric Zhou in China, which as usual does not mention anything in English. But we know they do include some English during their Urdu broadcasts and brief newscasts, confirmed by Alan Rowe in the UK, March 25th, as follows. 0905 to 910 and 11 to 1104 on 15725 and 17720. And at 1700 to 1710 on 11575 and the other listed frequency not audible, 15265. Via Alan Rowe, the new schedule for International Radio Serbia shows English as follows. Half an hour each to Europe at 13 on 9635, although we know they actually shifted a few weeks ago to 9640. That's the low-power transmitter inside Serbia. Otherwise, relayed via Bosnia-Herzegovina, to Europe at 1830 on 6100 and 2100 on the same. And to North America, also Europe, at midnight 30 to 01 UT Tuesday through Saturday only, back on the frequency they used last summer, 9685. However, it was absent the first night it should have been on, UT March 27th. I'm hearing the Dutch-sponsored services for Sudanwell on their new frequencies for the A12 season, Radio Tabazuc at 04 and Radio Dabanga at 4:30 to 6. On 15400, which is via Madagascar, 11650 via Vatican. Some jamming appears on 11650, and I only hear jamming on the third frequency via UAE, 15550. Here are the new frequencies for Radio Thailand in English. The first two are no good in North America due to adjacent interference, 1230 on 9890, 14 on 9395. At 19 to 20, 7205, 2030 to 2045, 9680, both to Europe, 530 to 6, 17770, and to North America, 15275, at midnight to 1 and 2 to 230. WWRB has moved up from 3195 to 5050, including World of Radio, UT Fridays at 0330. Our time on WBCQ 5110 is widely variable. Last week we started at 0135 UT Saturday, but it could start as early as 0100. Someone slipped up assigning two strong U.S. signals only 5 kHz apart. WWRB 9385 and WEWN 9390 between 12 and 15 UT. Here's more about what's on 7295 from Malaysia, monitored by S. Hasegawa in Japan, March 25th to 29th. It signs on just after 1500. On two of those days, it was Salam FM in Malay, and on 3 days, it was Trax FM in English. And it appears to be the same transmitter used before 1500 on 6050. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued March 26th, ANK and SE's mostly 5 and 2, except for a peak to 15 and 4 April 13th. Solar flux rising from 110 March 30th to 140 April 4th to 6th and back down to 100 by April 12th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1610.